This is Christopher Trotter, live from inside the belly of the beach at Wabash Valley Correctional Facility, Carlisle, Indiana. You know, recently I had a discussion about Black Lives Matter. I was like, wow, there's a whole lot of matters out here. You got your Black Lives Matter, you got your White Lives Matter, you got your Privileged Lives Matter, you got All Lives Matter, you got Police Lives Matter. But I'm asking myself, what really matters? And the only solution I could come up with was revolution. That's what matters. And we have to be on that same page to understand that in order for these other things to take place, for these other things to matter, before Black lives can matter, White lives can matter, All lives matter, Privileged lives matter, there has to be a revolution. Because if under this current system, don't know lives matter. Up under this capitalist imperialist system, don't know lives matter, because this system is not designed to meet the needs of the people. It's designed to meet the needs of capitalists. So we really have to put everything in perspective in terms of what really matters. Because without revolution, don't nothing matter. And then, you know, you got your people, your naysayers, that sit back and they say, damn, man, I look around and this stuff looks messed up. You know, people still oppressing people. People still killing each other, degrading one another. You know, this hopelessness where you got people saying that things can't change. And people are buying into that. But that's not true. Things can change. If we look throughout history, human beings have always had tremendous potential to take up different things and worldviews, different behaviors, different attitudes, positive or negative. It's how we relate to each other. But nothing is fixed and unchangeable with nature or human behavior. So when we say things ain't gonna change, that's not true. I used to live by that serenity prayer. Let me accept the things that I can't change and change the things that I can. But if I just went through life accepting the things that I can't change, I would never know if I can change those things. Because everything is changeable. That's one thing that's absolute, is change. And if we want to live in a more perfect world, we can't be afraid to embrace that change. We can't be afraid to just challenge the system. It has to be dismantled. This capitalist imperial system has to be dismantled. You can't reform it. That's not change. You can't tinker and tweak it. That's not change. That's not going to meet the needs of the people. And that's all we've been seeing. Politicians selling us this reformism up under the disguise of change, but nothing is changing. You can't fix this judicial system that's inherently corrupted. It has to be dismantled. You can't deal with mass incarceration through reform. It has to be dismantled. It has to be abolished. And the only way you can do that is through revolution. And I hope people don't take this the wrong way. Won't that matter until there's a revolution? Until we dismantle this capitalist material system, won't that matter? Won't no lives matter up under this oppressive system that we live in? My name is Christopher Trotter. Please hit me up at Wabash Valley Correctional Facility, 862556, 20 Box 111, Carlisle, Indiana, 47838. Connectnetwork.com. And get on my GTL. Get on my contact list. Send me a message.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.